We're going to head up to Jonesboro and speak with the head coach of the Red Wolves, Coach Blake Anderson. Coach, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well, guys. How about you?
Doing just fine. Well, did you meet your needs, National Signing Day 2015 for Arkansas State?
Yeah, I think we did. We identified and had a real good December signing day, and those are all proving to be really good choices, I think. They've all had a good month of work underneath their belt, and our strength staff thinks they're all going to help us. And then we attacked the high school ranks in this February signing day, and all but one of those high school kids was committed to us all the way back in the summer, and then we held on to them, held off some folks to get what we think is going to help us. Really our numbers across the board are pretty balanced out, and we filled in our ideal numbers at almost every position except for a couple, and we'll address those in next year's class and to start getting back to what you need in terms of depth and staggered classes and all that, and mainly just a good group of guys, I think.
Coach, kind of take me through the recruiting process for you. And I know with the social media and the internet and just when I was going through it, I made a VHS tape and I sent it to some teams, you know. And so what goes into it as far as word of mouth, kind of the social media, internet, or actually going out and evaluating with your eyes, you know, as far as sending coaches out on the road, what is kind of the process you go through?
Well, you know, we looked at this class this morning after everybody's papers were in. And one of the questions that came up was how many of those guys did we actually work with in camp? And of this high school group that's in today, roughly half of those guys we had in camps, one-day camps, both either here in Arkansas or the ones that we worked at throughout the states. You know, we did camps in Dallas, and we were out in Texarkana. We did a couple in Mobile and Birmingham and worked our way through. So we got a chance to see, you know, over half of this group. And then the half that we didn't see in camps, we got a chance to see in person,
yeah,
in spring drills or play in games. And only a couple of them were solely evaluated off of video alone. Every one of these guys, we got eyes on them or worked with them. And that is still the best evaluating tool, hands down. You know, highlight films and game film are great, and we watch way more than anybody would want to watch, to be honest with you, of those. But to see and work with them in person, there's no substitute for that. I feel really, really good that we got those kind of evaluations on virtually everybody in this class. So you know what you're getting. It's not just what you saw on tape.
Coach, when you look at high school football in the state of Arkansas since you've been here, is it getting better?
Well, you know, I thought this was a good year. I haven't been here long enough to really, I think, answer that question as a overall, but I thought that there was some really quality players in the state this year. Now, I haven't looked back at the numbers from the past. I have sparingly come in and recruited some guys at different times as I was bouncing around other places, but overall, I thought there was some really good talent in the state this year, some guys that can play at a high level. And we got a few that we think help us, and obviously, some of them went down the road on the other side of the state as well. We made a run at a few of those, and then a couple great players left the state. And so I think it's always a challenge, number one, to keep them in the state, that there's good football on both sides of the state here, and then number two, find the guys that really identify with us. And I thought it was a good year, and just in a glimpse at what we expect in next year's class, I think you got another good class coming up too. So I would have to think that's a trend. I mean, you're right. It's getting better. It's definitely more off-season, more detail to what's going on in off-season. Kids are known about more through the recruiting services, getting out and being looked at in camps. And so I think that lends to more guys signing on signing day each year.
Coach, you're about to do your press conference for the 2015 recruiting class. What's going to be your message to the Red Wolf Nation?
Well, you know, I think you asked it and mentioned it at the beginning. We had some significant needs that we addressed, and we did it in two phases. We had a great December signing class, and we really attacked the defensive side of the ball, especially in the interior, and with three defensive interior players and then two safeties. We're a 4-2-5 defense that accounts on our safeties to be run stoppers, and our biggest deficiency this season was stopping the run. That was the thing that really down the stretch. Kept us from winning some games that we feel like we've got to win. And so we We put three interior big bodies in there that can stop the run. We put two safeties that can come down and hit and be effective in the throw game. And then on the other side of the ball, we lost two seniors on the O-line, and we brought in a center and a tackle that we feel like can really round out what we're doing. We've got a lot of guys coming back with a bunch of snaps under the belt, and those seven guys have to come in and be helpful. And so we did address our immediate needs. And then for the long term, I think in the high school ranks, we brought in speed at several different spots, both wide out and at running back both. We've got really good length and development size with the two tackles that we brought in. And then if you look at the four defensive linemen, all of them can run. Donovan Ransom's a 300-pounder right now with a great frame. And TJ Harris and Griffin Riggs are both dynamic off the edge. All that is built around we want to be the fastest, most dynamic team we can be. And you do that through development. And, I mean, it's hard to coach speed. I mean, our develop speed, a lot more than what you see. But we can get them a little bit faster, but they've got to have that gear in recruiting. I think we addressed that.
No question. Coach, congratulations on a great class. Thanks for joining us, and good luck next year.
Thanks, guys.